Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for full clarity on Wednesday on the circumstances of the crash of a Russian plane in a Russian border region, killing all 74 on board, including 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war. Zelensky said in his nightly video broadcast, quote, "It's clear that the Russians are playing with the lives of Ukrainian prisoners, the feelings of their loved ones, and the emotions of our society." Russian officials accuse Ukraine of deliberately shooting down the military transport and said it was carrying Ukrainian POWs due to take part in a swap. Officials say two U.S.-flagged ships carrying cargo for the Defense and State Departments came under attack on Wednesday near Yemen, the latest attack from the Houthis, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has the story.
The U.S. Navy on Wednesday intercepted some of the incoming fire and blamed the attack on Yemen's Houthi rebels. The U.S. and the United Kingdom have launched multiple rounds of airstrikes seeking to stop the attacks. Meanwhile, Yemen's Houthi authorities have ordered U.S. and British staff of the humanitarian organizations of the United Nations and SENA to leave the country within a month. This is SENA resident Camille Abdullah. The response was a natural political response and a natural reaction from Yemen to the Zionists and Americans. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
An Israeli tank attack on a United Nations center sheltering thousands of displaced Palestinians has killed at least 9 people and wounded 75 others in Gaza's second largest city, senior UN humanitarian officials said Wednesday. Israel has accused Hamas militants of operating near UN facilities.